bring it up all that much either. Just the off-season surgery was kind of dismissed, if I recall, when Ryan Pace was asked about it.
Well, it was, Connor, but I mean, you know, the fact that he missed time and we saw exactly when the injury occurred, I don't think anybody was, you know, low-keying it or disputing it in any way. And because it was mid-season, you know, it just doesn't feel like there would have been any plan for later in the season or after the season. So, I think it is what it is. I think he was hurt. I think he played through some pain. But was it, you know, the most heroic performance in history? Not necessarily. Some of these guys, they're all hurt by the time you get to midseason later in the season. And I can tell you that had it been his throwing shoulder, he wouldn't have been playing with it. And so at least in that regard, there was an advantage. But no, I don't think it was used as an excuse in any way.
When the Bears fired Harry Hiestand from the offensive line coach position in favor of Juan Castillo, people were still extolling the virtues of Harry Hiestand, saying, yeah, it wasn't necessarily a good fit. Maybe the relationship didn't work or for whatever reason, but nobody doubts his coaching chops. Why hasn't he been hired yet?
I don't know that he wants to coach, Dan. I haven't talked to Harry, since he was let go. But I do know that there are some family considerations, and I want to say that one of his sons was entering one of the military academies. I think, you know, when you are a nomadic coach in the NFL, there are questions about, you know, where you want to end up, where you're going to make your home. So I don't know. I'm not saying that he has been offered opportunities he's turned down, but I do know that people close to him were not at all sure that his next step was going to be to jump right into another coaching job.
What do we know about cornerback Trey Roberson, who comes over from the CFL? He obviously played a little bit here locally at Illinois State, a quarterback.
Much like Cam Meredith.
Yeah, a lot like him. Does this mean anything for perhaps Prince Samukamara?
Well, he is allegedly the most valued Canadian Football League free agent available this year. There definitely was a number of teams interested in his services, and the fact that the Bears won out, I guess, tells you something that they sold themselves well and that they were serious about having him. I know that we have been suggesting, really since midseason, that Prince Amukamara could be a cap casualty. I mean, that is almost a full $8 million savings. And so Amukamara has played the best football of his career in Chicago. He's also become an excellent leader and a great presence in that locker room. But there's not a lot of places you can look to find that big a cap savings in one chunk. And so I would say that the combination of getting Roberson, of having Kevin Tolliver possibly ready to play on a regular basis, of having drafted both Duke Shelley and Stephen Denmark last year, still having interest in Michael Joseph, the kid they brought in as an undrafted rookie free agent a year ago out of Dubuque, I would say Prince Amukamara is in pretty serious jeopardy at this point.
Wow. You know, the only way you can really find true cap savings in moving some of these guys is if you have starter-ready guys with better contract numbers really ready to step in, and that might be pushing it with Tolliver. I don't know. Do you think the Bears think that Tolliver's ready?
They like him. I know I talked to Deshae Townsend about him with about 3 or 4 weeks left in the season, and it was at the time that Prince was